Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Happy June.
Happy June.
Happy June. Does anyone ever say that? Happy June.
Happy June. That's a cool name. What's your name? Happy June? That'd be a cool name, wouldn't it?
Happy June. That would be a cool name. Hey, maybe we won't have sirens today for the radio show. Just kidding.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, because it's not the first week, right? Is it on?
Oh, no, I think
tell.
It happens every... No, you'll know, because I have the window open for fresh air.
All right, well, I guess no sirens today. Would you like some sirens? Just a second.
Honestly,
hi, Don.
I'm not expecting anything. Hi, Iggy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. You sound very chipper.
Chipping away.
We're like the yin and the yang. I'm like an Alice in Chains, Nine Inch Nails song lately, and you're like, I'm a happy little butterfly. And I'm like, I'm going into the dark hole of the abyss. Just kidding. I'm coming out. I don't want to be in the dark hole. Nobody wants to be in the darkness in the best part of summer. Starting spring, summer.
Oh. That's not your fault, right?
It's not, actually, and that's what I have to tell myself and might be important just to say out loud is that when we're not feeling good, it's not always our fault. And I swear to God, I keep reading all this stuff on Facebook and Instagram that says, you choose, you know, and I understand, like, you do get to choose, you know, your perception to some degree, but what sucks is when you know all the tools to change your perception and say it's like, for example, for me, a little hormonal imbalance this month, like that's actually not my fault. Like I actually can't fix that. And so the shame and guilt that comes up when you read things that are like every day you choose, if you're not feeling good, it's your fault. You chose that. I've read that like 3 times in the last week. And I'm like, I actually don't believe that. I understand where that spiritual thought is coming from. I do. I get it. Like, there are some times when it's like, oh, come on, everything around, you know, people are choosing fear instead of love. But there are times, too, where, you know, life is just rhythmic and stress on stress happens and, you know. So, but anywho, I'm glad you said that. No one's fault. You just are where you're at and you feel how you feel and it will pass. There will be a day where you'll feel really horrible and I'll be like, woo, I feel good.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be like, oh, what's, you're like, what's wrong, Iggy? Nothing's wrong. Just, I won't talk about me.
Well, I haven't done a meditation in a while, so if you would like, join me for a meditation. I would love to get connected and feel my body and my breath. So let's close our eyes and let's start with sound. Sound has been coming up in my readings with clients this week, and music and nature sounds have really been soothing during sensitivity. So take a moment to notice any sounds around you. If you're lucky, you have access to the birds, maybe. Maybe you hear traffic, airplane going by. See how many sounds you can hear at once. And as you're listening, still find sensation in your body. So still be able to, you know, feel where your body makes contact with the chair, the floor, the ground. Can you do both of that? Can you sense your body sinking in while hearing what's going on around you? It's very interesting when you close your eyes, that big, strong sense or that sight, one of your five senses, it really allows the other senses to become more prominent. And it's important to give sight a break. That's one of the benefits of meditation. And now go right into the middle of your mind, so where the third eye lives, and visualize yourself looking with your eyes, kind of turning them around in your head and looking right into that third eye. So your eyes are closed and your eyeballs, they just kind of naturally switch around. And I want you to look at your third eye, that eye that's connected to intuition, to all that is. And as you do that, I know that's kind of intense, allow your third eye to now, your eyes relax and go back to normal. You've contacted your ego self with your higher self. Now let that higher self, third eye, look up. Look up towards the stars, towards space, and feel the expansion in your body at the same time. So now all you're doing is, with your eyes closed, visualizing stars, cosmos, maybe you want to look at some planets. Just explore space a little bit and allow that expansiveness of your higher self contacting space to also bring your body into making and creating a bigger space in the chair, in the room. So you get a sensation of your body just expanding and growing and becoming big enough to fill the room, really. And take a breath. We are made of stardust. We are connected to the stars, and we're really connected to the star people. We're connected to all these beings, all these life force, entities that live throughout the universe. We're constantly communicating with them, whether we know it or not, and they are communicating with us and supporting us during the Earth's transition. And they have messages for us. We get the Sirius and the Palladian and many, many, many other galaxies that we, might not even have names for, thousands, millions of them. So because the world, the Earth, the galaxy, the universe is so big, take a moment to feel that how much space there really is, and that there's an illusion that we only have so much space. And allow that to allow each cell in your body to have more room, have more space, and not be so contracted. What this is doing is releasing some fears and releasing any kind of constriction in your body, your lungs, your mind, your soul. And let's take 3 5-second breaths to seal this work in, this expansion work. So it'll be 5-second inhale, and then you'll hold it for a couple seconds, and then 5-second exhale. So let's do that together 3 times. Absolutely beautiful. Good job, everybody that participated.
That felt good.
That did feel good. I've been noticing that space, like where my bubble ends. Did you ever do this in any workshops where my bubble starts and ends around animals, people, and
okay.
Taking
mm-hmm.
up? You've probably done that in one of your workshops or maybe one of John's
mm-hmm.
or.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes,
been a long
I
time
have.
Since I've done it. What's been your
my
experience
bubble big,
with
though.
It?
my bubble can be big or small. Tiny bubbles. Did you say tiny bubbles?
Tiny bubble. Actually, Shay, my daughter wants to say hi. She says hi to everyone.
Oh, hi,
she's home on, she's high
yeah.
on home, not high. She's home on summer
yeah.
break, and she said, "I tell everyone I said hi." And
well, tell her to get on the line and say hi. Say hi, Shay. Come on up.
Well, I asked her if she wanted to, and she was feeling kind of shy, so I'm doing it for her.
Oh. It's not TV, so she doesn't worry too much.
I know. That's what I told her. But he's
they can hear you.
They can.
No, I get it. I'm just being buddy. I'm being butthole here.
Do it. You can be feisty. I love it. But the bubbles, the reason why, well, she told me yesterday the energy, my daughter sees energy, so she closes her eyes and she can see it. She said I have little purple bubbles floating up into space. So there must be some kind of, it was a very interesting meditation because it showed me, and I remember hearing a couple of astrology reports where we've got like this vortex, this portal opening, and I, of course, just listened. I didn't know much of what that meant the next couple months, but I do know from just tapping in before the show and just some things that from doing readings that seem to be correlating is that there's definitely an incubation period happening right now. It's like this month is kind of like a coasting month. It's like a rest month, play month, be playful, have fun, maybe even into next month, you know. But there is some choices to be made, and we kind of get to do that during this portal. We kind of like already know, we already know what we want to do next, right? Like I've been hearing you talk about some of the things that you want to do next
mm-hmm.
for years.
Yeah.
And same with me. And it's like, we're actually going to have a chance to do those things. You're probably already doing them, knowing you. And one of... on such a sore subject. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's just funny the way you said it. You're probably already doing some of the things. I'm like, okay. I'm not sure what she's talking about.
I'm not sure. Well, for example, okay, so I can just talk about mine, maybe not yours, but,
okay.
Well,
sure.
It's one of yours, or we've talked, you know, you've been wanting to do this for a while, but turning into, I mean, like I've experienced the last couple of years being really lonely, like the sense of wanting tribe. Well, the reason why I wouldn't move away
mm-hmm.
from Columbus, Ohio is because I do have such great friends. You know, I have you, I have the drumming community, I have girlfriends that I have, you know, built relationships for a long time. They know me through all my changes.
Right.
And at the same time, I still feel this deeper need to step into more, and I have since 2010. A more tribal
mm-hmm.
lifestyle, a more, I want to be able to step out of my home and ask for, you know, to borrow, you know, a cup of flour or to, you know, maybe cook together once a week. Or I've just been wanting to live a more community tribal life for a long time. And so I think that's kind of the
mm-hmm.
portals I'm being asked. Do you want to continue to live in the old paradigm? And, or do I, and so here's what I told myself. I've been saying in a year, okay, one more year, I'll put Shay in, you know, regular sheeple school, you know, the school system, the majority of public and even some private, they're all set up to kind of condition us so that we can, you know, become good little worker bees, good sheeple. I mean, Shay spent fourth grade and the majority of fifth learning about coal, not solar or wind or gardening, but about coal, you know, what Trump wants us to keep trying to, you know, suck from the earth. And I'm like, wow, do I really? And then I have these voices saying, like parents and, you know, people, you know, it could be partly my perception saying, well, you know, they got to go to good schools and then they go to a good college. And I'm like, what is that actually producing? So I'm at this point, I say precipice, even though I don't think that's an actual word. I love saying I'm at this precipice.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is it a word?
It's a word.
Okay. I just,
yeah.
I love it. I don't even know what it means, but it feels like being on this teetering board in the middle of like, okay, I can keep living this failing, you know, paradigm, or I can make a change. And I know people do it. I know they like, you know, go live on an intentional community in Costa Rica, like I tried to do 6 years ago, or they, you know, the only thing is for me, the doors have closed. So like, I save money, I'm going to go check out this community, my engine blows, I have to buy a new car. Or, you know, I fill out all these forms and I prepare, I'm going to go do a work share program in Costa Rica and my application gets denied. So it hasn't been time yet. And I know there's a such thing as divine time. And then there's also that, you know, destiny versus free will. Like at this point, if I, like, this is actually a really good opening and a really good time to make a change. And I know that it's there. And I even opened up my, I have a couple of poems I wanted to read on the show today, and I guess this is the perfect time. I found this yesterday when I was making a comfort box. I've been doing some crafts, and this is called How to Transform a Suburb into a Community. And it says, break down the backyard fences and use the wood to make a big fire. Burn through the isolation and light a flame of union. The cherry trees breathe easier, stretch their branches crazy wide, and shake their rusted auburn green leaves in all directions. Free. Let the children and the dogs run around and mingle, share their stories and trains, toy pianos and counting games. Trade your cherry tomatoes for their cucumbers and melons. Pick 100 figs, eat 29, and give the rest away. Lose all your lawnmowers and get a herd of goats. Put all your TVs together to construct a backyard stage where you are the star and the audience looks you in the eye and smiles. You teach me all your Capria moves, and I convert your Mercedes to biodiesel. You make dinner for us on Sunday. Enough cuckoos and lentil soup to feed an army of peace warriors. I pit the plums and make mountains of marmalade Monday night. When I need a flathead screwdriver, I'll knock on your door instead of driving to the hardware store. And when you have a headache, I give you energy work and a massage, a laundry machine and 21 clotheslines, laughter and lavender tea, telling stories late at night. This is how we do it, deconstructing into oneness, a new village, reawakening the ancient ways. And that's by Juliet Jade Quayle. She wrote that in 2010, and it really moved me. It was like, okay, so it doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Cool.
I can. Isn't that a great little poem?
Yeah, I like that. I was like, did you write that? I was like, damn.
Oh,
got deep on me.
Medicine.
Got deep on me.
You got skills for days, girl. Meditation, poems, singing. I actually writing poems. What's that?
That was awesome. You should write poems. I'm sure. Come on, Don.
Oh, I'm
Do
feeling
it.
The creative juices. I wonder if anyone else is, because I've been I created a spirit hat, a spirit stick, a comfort box. This comfort box is an idea from my boyfriend's mom after I had a massive panic attack on Saturday night. I really had this release. I just keep releasing and releasing fear and old stories, which makes sense because I'm writing a memoir. I'm writing a memoir, about, you know, which will be, it's called Eve and Lilith and the Fractured Female Psyche, but it is bringing up, you know, just the level of trauma. And so Saturday night I started to shake and convulse without not being able to control it or stop it or do anything else. And then I remember I just had so much compassion because I actually, that happened to me about once a week as a child from so much abuse and trauma, my body would just, you know, it would just start convulsing and shaking to get the trauma out. And I, what it brought me was a sense of, you know, wow, that hasn't happened in 20 years. And I feel so tender and sad that used to happen. And I had no one to hold me. And And so, but now I do, you know, now I do. My friend, she wrapped me up in a big blanket and she held me tight, you know, for about an hour until it stopped. And then I was taught about this comfort box. So a comfort box is something that you, you know, I bought like a $5 box at Michael's craft store. And I put essential oils in it. I put breathing techniques, pictures that my daughter has made for me, just things that, you know, if I ever feel down like that again, I can open it up. And what you want to do is decorate it yourself. And mine says on the top, there is a bit of sun in all of us. And it has these three girls dressed up holding hands. And they say, "Oh, gee, it's great to be me."
Aww.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah,
though.
It's been rough. I've been having some rough cleansing and purging, and I'm imagining when I tapped into it specifically for the show today that it's like, I don't know, a lot of people have been holding on to a lot of fear, even though I don't really watch the news or get into any of the – I pretty much blocked out anyone who has anything – whack to say on the, you know, Facebook feed. It's
right.
Still, I'm still feeling it, you know?
Well, you know what I've been doing?
Tell me, please.
Well, you know, historically, you know, there's been people here in just walking this earth before us and doing this kind of work that we're doing and making decisions in their lives, what they want to do and how they're going to do it. And some of them have taken, may be perceived as extreme decisions. But actually, I've been studying and I've been watching a whole miniseries on Netflix about the life of Buddha.
Ooh.
And Siddhartha. And how he came, how he, you know, started, you know, like everybody else. And there was always, there was a prophecy about him, you know, being, you know, a sage one day. And his father tried to block all that so no one could... So he wouldn't feel the grief or the pain, but it all failed. It all backfired on him because eventually your destiny and your path will always present itself regardless. But just the sheer fact of how he gave everything up, and it wasn't an easy task. It was one of those things that he was just pursuing his dream, his passion, his calling, and, you know, for knowledge. He even, you know, told his wife that he's leaving and he had left his son, newborn son behind. So it was like, it's interesting because I'm like at the last five episodes of it, or 55 episodes, and, you know, I'm like, wow. A lot of the stuff he says, we say today, but a lot of the things that he says is like secondhand to us now. Like people who are like you and I who are doing this work, we say it so much sometimes we don't really remember what we're saying. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's, we say that, everybody says that all the time. You know, it's like we've evolved into another evolution of spirituality, even from where Buddha was at. And you're talking about 500 BC, you know, before Christ. And it's just amazing how that story continued and everything he went through. And I just found it very, very super fascinating because I've always been kind of infatuated with that story. But I finally decided I'm going to watch something that's a little bit more legitimate, a little more, you know, point to where he's coming from. It's really cool. It's been good. It's been a blessing for me.
Ooh, that's on Netflix? Is it just called Siddhartha or Buddha?
It's called Buddha.
Buddha.
Yeah, it's Buddha. It's a mini series. It's 55 episodes, and I tell you, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. You know, I can't get enough of it. It's like I'm like just curious about this person's life and what he had to do. I mean, it's all pushed to condense, of course. I mean, I have to use my imagination a little bit, but it's still powerful. You know, what he did in a time that was very ruthless and very. Very, very tough. So when I hear you calling out that you want to do this and do that, and I'm thinking, wow, this guy just did it. You know, I mean, he left. It took a lot of courage just to drop everything and not be what everybody else wanted you to be. So I guess that's basically what it is. He did what he wanted to be for himself and not follow in the footsteps of anybody else. Even if it's as tough as it was, and he had to conquer his fear, had to conquer his emotions. He had to learn how to control, how to forgive himself. The biggest thing was how he forgives himself.
Whoa.
That's
amazing. Awesome. I totally want to check that out. I guess you just described what I was trying to kind of get a feel for at the beginning. Like, I know that you and I have, and many light workers, and probably everyone really knows to some degree in their heart what they're here to do. It's just like I said, with
yeah.
the cultural conditioning of school, and then our parents' cultural conditioning, and our partners, and all the people around us. I mean, here we have to have a tribe in order to survive. So that's where people pleasing mm-hmm. comes in, is that, you know, in order to live, I need help with my daughter. Like, I can't do it all myself. You know what I mean? And or
right.
in order to eat, I need the farmers and the, you know, I couldn't possibly go off on my own and do it all. We need community. But at the same time, I feel what you're saying. There is, like,
mm-hmm.
obviously probably not everyone's life is going to be as extreme as Buddha, but to some degree, I think almost
right.
everyone on the planet has a specific code, thing they're meant to do. And a lot of times that cultural conditioning of we have to work, we have to make, we have to buy, we have to get that house, we got to start producing those children's to make more, to
mm-hmm.
buy more. It's like it's kind of gotten in the way. And I, of the true purpose of, you know, what a lot of people are here for.
But I'm like you. I think you can find that in the life that you live, though. I think you don't have to go completely extreme to the point to figure out this is what you were looking for the whole time. I think within the parameters of life, you can actually find that as long as you can live by certain principles that would keep you on the path. I don't think you have to totally throw everything away. For some people,
right.
it works, and for some others, it doesn't. For me personally, part of me, I can throw part of things away, but another part of me is not ready. I was not really willing to throw that away at this moment or at all.
Right, right. Well, the Buddha, I don't know as much as you. I haven't studied as much, but I know he's all about the attachment, right? An attachment. But yet, it's funny. I have a thin Buddha statue, and then I have a fat one where, obviously, he's like loving life. I mean, I'm looking at him right now in my window. He's like so fat. He loves to eat. He probably loves the party. He's like, ha-ha, I figured life out. It's all about having fun.
It's about being in the moment. His whole teaching is about being present and in the moment, like being right now. What we're doing right now is the most important thing we're doing. Yesterday, yeah, it attaches to us in our memories. And tomorrow will come, so don't force it. Enjoy the company you have with the people who are with you. You know, you, me,
mm-hmm.
Shay, and some of the callers who are online.
Mm-hmm. That is it. It's funny that I wrote down mindfulness on my little June 2017 Gypsy Wagon show. I always make a little card and put kind of channel through some notes, and mindfulness has been coming up again. And I haven't been going to my Sangha practice, which is like a very low key type of Buddhism. There's no rules. It's really literally listen to the sounds around you, breathe, and smile. The whole practice is like, smile, breathe, everything's fine. I'm like, what a cool, that is like the coolest version of the Buddhism teachings ever, or for me it is.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I'm definitely wanting to go back
it's
to that.
Simple.
And it's so simple. Oh my gosh. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I want to read something from a post I put today because I thought it was kind of interesting because it's kind of on the topic we talked about. I wrote,
yeah.
Science can't create life. Okay, I wrote, science can't create life. Science can only
mm-hmm.
take what was already there and combine it. And at the end I said, the universe is not that complicated.
That's fantastic.
Man is the great alchemist.
Man is the great optimist.
Yeah, he is optimist and alchemist. He can create combined. Interesting.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It sounds like you're channeling all the star information. That Iggy's on fire. That is on fire. His
well, I draw inspiration
fire.
From my friends. I listen to your post, you know, and I read your stuff. So, I mean, it's all my relations. It's everybody's connected. Everybody's one in the end, you know. So I'm really you. You're really me. We're really each other. When you're down, I'm up. When I'm up, you're down. When we're both up, we're both up. When we're both down, we're down. It's because we are.
That's actually what Michael was telling me about Buddha. Buddha's energy must be strong right now. He was
yeah,
like,
Buddha's like kicking it, man.
Yeah, he's like, I'm here. It's my time. I got some messages about the polarity. You know, I'm always talking polarity, polarity, polarity. The actual original polarity was Buddha's teaching. He talks about balance, moderation and all things. Balance, balance. I was like, oh, that was Buddha who said that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. And the channeling I got today, it's very simple, was be the change. Change now. What isn't working never will. That last part was like, whoa, as I was writing it out. Isn't working never will. I was like, dang. Dang, spirit guides. You're being real intense right now.
Wake up again.
Well, I got my cards. If there's any callers, we could do some readings.
Yeah, sure. Let's take some callers, but let's go to a really fast break that we can catch our breaths a little bit here, because I've been really enjoying chatting here with you and talking with you. It's always fun to see where you're at and what's going on. All right, we're right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com. Your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic, and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson.
Welcome back to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson.
Hey, 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 I like that little beat we just had. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, got to move it.
That's good.
All right,
that's
you
good.
Tell me when you're ready to take a caller, and I will bring them on the line.
All right, let's take the first caller.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Hi, welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour.
Hey, how are you all doing this mid-morning, afternoon?
About the same.
Doing well.
Brunch.
Awesome.
Yes. I've been enjoying the show. It has been absolutely inspiring.
Awesome.
Good. I'm so glad.
Yes.
I'm glad. How are you doing today? What's going on with you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good today, I must say. Overall, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. You get lots of your needs met. And did you want a mini reading, or did you want to elaborate on something about the show? Or
I would like a mini reading, and it's about a specific relationship that I was involved in, and he stayed in another state, and then I'm in another state, but for some odd reason, like, communication has been, like, completely cut off. Like, all of his numbers are disconnected, you know, he hasn't reached out to me, and it's been almost 2 months now. So I'm just kind of wondering what's going on, really.
Yeah, let me double check into it. I mean, as you'd even started to talk about it, I got like, then you said even before you said the word communication, I got like a lump in my throat and just a tinge of upset in my stomach. And then I heard the word toxic. Like there's at times a toxic energy between, you know, the communication. So that's been a hard time communicating with this person in general. You're being asked to really kind of accept it for now, that there's nothing, you know, basically if the doors are closing, there's not much you can do. Soul contract feels done, and it feels like if you would keep searching and reach out, or even if this person reaches out, that there's a feeling of, your guys are saying like beating a dead horse. Like it just feels done.
Disconnect.
And so the work,
yep.
It does. And so your guides are coming in to let you know, to refocus. So there's obviously grief. Anytime we have an intense emotional connection with someone, especially if it's an abrupt ending, you know, it feels like there's a part of you that would really like resolution, that would really have liked to have had a better communication. I mean, it almost makes you a little upset to your belly that you didn't get to say some of the things you need to say. And your guides are saying you can actually simply write this person a letter and not send it, but just write it out. What I like to do when I really need to talk to someone and I can't get a hold of them or they won't listen is I go into meditation and I imagine two chairs. I sit in one and I put that person in the one across from me and I say what I need to say. So you could do that and write the letter. What you're supposed to be focusing on right now is balancing your career life with your home life. So figuring out, you know, your actual nest egg, your house, and maybe, you know, you could, I don't know if it's rearranging, a little redecorating, some cleanup in one of the rooms. But there's more of like one has taken, precedence or over the other. And so Isis is coming in to say, hey, why don't you focus on balancing your work and home? And then I always love when this card comes up. Mother Mary is coming in, and she's just kind of hugging herself, saying it's time to nurture yourself. You've been through a lot, especially your body. Your body feels, you know, that emotionally you've been through so much lately. Mm-hmm. And even though it's been, even though things have kind of calmed down, your body doesn't know that, and it really wants you to, you know, be slow down. We were talking about mindfulness earlier in the show, and breathe and connect with nature, connect with your body. Lots of baths and ritual ceremonial bathing. So every time you take a shower, I want you to say, I'm washing off all that stress and all that bad juju from the toxic, you know, relationships in my life. And the water will do that. And then stepping into acceptance. That's where you're at right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take good care. Okay.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Mm. Awesome, do awesome. What a sweetie. It is hard when you feel a deep connection to someone, you know, it could be past life. It could be, it could be a lot of times they say we're really attracted to someone who has a quality that wasn't so great for us in our childhood that our parents had. So it's like these pulls, this yearning for our system to correct what was, it can be confused with love. And in some sense, thank goodness there's a bigger picture than just our will, because, you know, the universe will take care of us and, you know, sometimes separate us from something that's done. It's just done.
Mm.
Yeah. Luckily, one door closes, another one opens. Was that Buddha?
Yeah.
Did he say
you
that?
You know what's funny? You know what's so funny, though? I was thinking about something today. You know, Buddha wore the saffron, which is an orange color. And Trump is called the Orange Man by many people. And so you have two different orange men, you know, representing orange. And I thought that was kind of fascinating. That was, you know, we're also, even from the total extreme, we're learning as well. As we learn from the extreme, as well as we learn as, you know, everything that's in the light as well. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. Orange is what? The color of the second chakra, or, you know, maybe it's the third. I think it's the third, or in between the second and third. So power has to do with, this is just coming through. It could be right or wrong or whatever, but I'm hearing correct use of power and correct, you know, using that, because we all have so much power in us, how we use it and how we spread it. It sounds like Buddha spread it in a way of empowering others, whereas our orange man president is doing it to depower others.
Right, because like, I think orange is the sacral chakra, I believe. Emotions, relationships.
That's right, yellow.
Yellow is the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's about empathy and creativity. Yeah, totally get that.
Beautiful. Saffron, I love that. Isn't that a spice,
saffron,
too? Saffron.
What's your name? I am Saffron.
You know,
yeah, Saffron. Yeah, it's a flower.
It's a flower.
They use the flower to color food. The Spanish use it in paella.
I almost put power essential oil on today. I think I'm feeling that empowerment. Woo-woo!
All right, that's good. Here's the plug.
Yeah, for as much as what I've been feeling is an increased sensitivity. My psychic abilities have gotten almost too intense. I was hanging out with Amber the other day, and she's like, "You keep singing every song that pops into my head. This is getting really creepy, Dawn." And I'm like, I am so connected right now with all that is. I got to get out of here.
That's
I got to
nice.
Get out of the. It's something. I'm not sure what that's about, but it makes readings extra fun.
Cool.
Extra fun. I'm shuffling the cards so we can get ready for the next one. I'd like to do one more if there's anyone else that wants a little reading. And I also want to remind people that my readings are super affordable. You can go to dawn-thompson.com and get my phone number and more information on my background and all that. I also have I'm trying to be very regular about teachings once a week, and I have a YouTube channel, Dawn Thompson, and trying to give everybody a message of the week and include a teaching. So there's lots of, videos on there, and the readings are pretty affordable, and you can get a personalized meditation. And we just do them right over the phone, unless you're in Columbus, Ohio, and then we can meet up. So let me shuffle these cards here. And do we have caller number two?
Yep, caller number two coming right on.
Okay. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm excited because I got offered a job through a wonderful company, a major insurance company, on the 26th of last month, and I got my official letter of employment a few days ago. I start on July the 5th. And
woo-hoo!
Thank you. And it's a call center job with Centene, and I'm hopeful that the job will last me at least 4 years and longer, and that I'm comfortable. The training will be on Sunset Drive. I'll either end up working on International or Sunset, so I'm curious which one. And also, United Health Group contacted me, and they're interested. They had me do some online testing, and they said they would email me, and that was a day before yesterday. So I wonder if I'll hear from United Health Group for their call center position. What's going on with the Centene offer for starting July the 5th?
Well, congratulations on all these opportunities. It sounds like you've done a lot of energetic and, you know, emotional work to be able to receive so much abundance. That's fantastic. Give me one moment to tap in. Okay. So the first job feels really, really good. It feels like it's going to be a healing experience for you. There's definitely lots of blessings and abundance. You will, Krishna is coming through to say that you not only will, you know, be financially abundant, but you also, you know, have a community there. Because really, abundance isn't so much about money. People can have be extremely rich and still be miserable. So, you know, for you, what you're yearning for is purpose and connection with people. What I love about the job, the second one, scratch that. I mean, you can go ahead, but the first one feels way better to me at this point. And now I talked about this last radio show just to let people know that, you know, the old paradigm of psychic readings is where there's, you know, people try to predict a specific time period. So like when you say 4 years, immediately I go, you cannot predict that because that's going to be completely up to you. You're constantly co-creating with the universe, making a choice. In 1 year, you might want to drop all of this and do a totally different career. So that's just your ego mind trying to keep you safe, you know, wanting, of course we want to know what the future holds because then we feel really safe. But the truth is we don't know what tomorrow holds and that we have to find safety in the moment. That's what we're talking about earlier in the show is mindfulness. And we have no idea where we're going to be in 4 years. But as for the present, what I'm seeing is you really want to stay focused. So there is get your rest, drink lots of water. There's a hint of dehydration going on in your body off and on. So if you want to stay keen, if you want to keep your energy up, because energy is a big thing with you, you'll have bursts of it and then you can get tired. So just try to keep an even keel, take your vitamins, drink water. And all in all, what I love about this opportunity that starts on July 5th is that you you know, it's a new chapter, a new beginning for you to where you get to really show your gifts in the world, not so much through the actual work, but through your community. I mean, in this call center, you're gonna meet some soul people, some friends that your soul's been waiting for. And that is that's the true blessing of this opportunity. That's the rejoicing, something to rejoice about.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful. But so do you think that I'll hear back from United Health Group regarding the testing? Did I pass it?
Is this for the first? That's for the second job, right?
The second one that I tested for day before yesterday. Similar position.
That one I wouldn't worry so much about. The first one feels much, much better. But, I mean, that one, in fact, my guides won't give me much information on because it's not so much your path. If you get to choose one or the other, what I would do in order to make the choice, not so much on money or anything like that, because you have more friends, more connections, more soul purpose at the first opportunity. It starts on July 5th. But if I were you, I would definitely, you know, once you find out what the test results are, you will, which it feels like you're probably going to, I mean, you have a choice between the two. And this is for all people whenever you need to make a decision. Instead of using, again, that ego mind based a little more on fear, you want
you know
to.
What?
Real quick, what you want to do is envision yourself in both positions and see which one makes you feel more excited. Like see yourself sitting in United Healthcare position and then the other one, and your body is going to tell you which one it loves the most. It's a really cool trick that really works. It's like the body's on real time. The mind is on survival. The mind is 4 years ahead or 4 years behind. The body is always like, girl, this is what's best for you. You'll love this. Do this one.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I appreciate that. It makes complete sense. I think you're incredible. And, regarding the Centene position that I start on July the 5th, will I have a woman or a man supervisor, and will that person be supportive and kind to me?
I find it very endearing, your specific thoughts. But yes, you're going to have a very gender neutral, I don't know if it's a woman or man, because it doesn't, we all have men and female energy in us, but what I'm seeing as a man, but I'm also seeing that very much this is the supportive, kind position. The second one might have more karmic lessons, so a little bit more patternings, where this the one that you start July 5th has a beautiful feeling to it. And if you'd like me to tap super, super deeper into that and your karmic patterns, we can do a full reading. The information's on the page. But for now, I want you to rejoice in the fact that you have so much abundance and choice, and you're about to meet some good people that your soul's been waiting for.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So the karmic is more for the United Health Group, not the Centene one, right?
The first one that starts July 5th.
So when you say karmic, yeah, when you say Centene, are you saying it's going to be smooth sailing and meeting old souls? Is it going to be rocky, or is it going to be happy and comfortable?
Well, part of that's up to you. So part of it's totally up to you. If you take care of your energy, like the mini reading said, if you drink your water, if you envision positivity, nothing's all or nothing. So there's no such thing as like starting a job and it being like, there's no such thing as getting married and it's happily ever after most of the time. You know, even if you have the most perfect partner in the world, you're still going to come up against issues, because we're in a human world of polarity. We were talking about, you know, just before your call, the Buddha teachings of, you know, up, down, hot, cold, in, out. So you're going to have all of it. But what the cards revealed was an excitement that there's, you know, when we incarnate throughout our life, we get to meet those people that were like, how does it feel like I just met you and I know everything about you and you're so warm and comfortable? And that's an experience that you get to experience. But you're going to be in the world of business. You're not actually going into like, you know, even if you were going into like a hippie commune, you're still going to have, you know, conflict and egos and, you know, so no matter what, yeah, you're going to have conflict. And that's why there's, you know, NVC, conflict resolution, mindfulness, breath. But you also get to choose whether you want that to be more your focus, the conflict, or if you're going to focus more on like, I have these new people that I'm resonating with. I'm going to ask them for help. And I'm going to, you know, spend time with them after work for support. There's a lot of questions that could go into lots of detail. So I'm going to wrap it up here with the reading, but you have great things ahead of you. Try not to worry so much and just enjoy and be in the moment, because it's going to be all good.
Thank you. I think you said, the first one, Centene, on July the 5th, will be where I'm most comfortable and happy.
Yes, definitely, hon. That's the one I would go for.
And did you see I'm going to work on International Drive or Sunset and Sunrise after the training?
That I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, because if we're going to go into specific details, we need to do a full reading. So I don't want to take too much of the show up, but I'll give you the information on the webpage. All righty. Well, thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good read.
Yeah, I know. That was fun. That brought up a lot of cool stuff. I don't normally read people that really are like more into, don't need to know such specific details, but it's kind of fun to explain how it works, that those things don't actually they don't actually exist. There is no, you meet your, we get choices.
Sure.
And that's scary as shit, actually. Like, I used to go to teachers and gurus and psychics, like, please just tell me everything so I don't have to worry. But what fun is that? What fun is it if someone, what do they call it when, like, you read a book or you're watching a show and someone tells you, like, who wins Dancing with the Stars or what happens at the end of the book? I'm not
They're
telling
called
nobody
spoilers.
That. Yeah!
Spoiler alert!
Yeah! I want to tell her, like, you don't want those spoiler alerts. You want to arrive to the job and be like, it's a girl. You want to go to, you know, you
right.
want to get in there. And it's just that I also totally, I feel empathy because I know that we feel more secure if we think we could know. I also know it's not a thing, but I also get it, like, we mm-hmm. just want to know. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I went to psychics when I was younger, and I'm like, is he the one? You know, give me the spoiler alert.
I stopped going to psychics. And that kept telling me, there's a black crystal, and there's this blackness behind you. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
I paid for that. I paid to find out about my black crystal.
I could have told you that.
Well, that's why, you know, when it comes to my brand or my work or, you know, just saying medicine woman or teacher has become a little easier because it doesn't, like, I don't want to tell you the spoiler alerts. I want to give you the juicy tools. Like, for example, if you're it's so simple, it sounds so generic, but in some ways, you know when you're dehydrated. Dehydration can cause thousands of problems. So, like, if that comes up in a reading, like, even if someone doesn't mm-hmm. ask about it, that's going to change your job, your relationship, your health, your depression.
Yeah.
Like, that's more what, you know, I'd rather share with someone, whether, you know, they're going to have a boy or a girl, or it's like, no, let's be in the moment, man, and let's dance.
Very true. I agree with you there.
And that's the cosmic reading. It says for all of us this month is to regain hope. So hope is a weird word, and it triggers people. It's a little bizarre because when I channeled all the topics for my Oracle card deck, hope came through. And I remember when I saw last year the PhD psychologist who actually ended up assaulting me, but he had this big thing about hope. There's no such thing as hope, and hope is, you know, hope isn't real. And
I
don't know.
It's
coming through in the reading. I haven't explored about it. What were you going to say about it?
Oh, no. I've heard this. I've heard people say there's no hope. I'm like, okay, whatever.
That's how I feel. I'm like, gosh, if there's no hope or nothing to look forward to, why would we even? And maybe that's what, you know, our last caller was really inspiring for, you know, maybe more so than the details.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like, and she was so sweet. Her voice was so sweet. It sounds like she has hope. Like, I want to know
mm-hmm.
that things are going to be, you know, wonderful and playful and fun again. Like, I took Shay to her French lessons at her new school, and she's going to catch up on her French. And the teacher wanted me to stay there for the hour, and there were kids just playing with toys. And I looked in front of me, and there's Barbies and unicorns, and I thought, oh my gosh, I kind of remember that. Like, when my days were so filled, I would wake up excited, like, ooh, what's going to happen today? And I'm going to play with unicorn Barbies. Barely remember that, but there is this sense of innate, like, excitement about life that totally want to recapture. One of my favorite ascended masters, other than, you know, Buddha's pretty cool, but my dude's always been Jesus, not always, but in his Return Like a Child teaching is
mm-hmm.
is my jam. It's my jam.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we got about 60 seconds to go, so anything you want to say real quick before we go off into our universes?
Into our other radical universes. I want to read one more thing. I just love reading these poems that I find. Okay. So there's a beautiful color of a sunset. It says, we are blind except for the light that shines from our hearts. Searchlights desperately seeking to meet and trust in intimacy. May we continue seeing this way. May our stories be told. May our songs be heard. May the tales of war be buried and transformed into stories of wishes come true. May these seeds grow. May the rains fall. May we rest long enough. May the struggle turn into the story of the beautiful journey we tell our children. And that's Amara Hollow Bones who wrote that.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I love everyone so much. Thank you for your vulnerability and your, you know, and your questions. And Iggy, thank you so much for your joy and humor. And mm-hmm. you got a big loving heart. I really am glad that we're soul connected this lifetime.
Awesome. We're pals. We're buds.
We're buds. All right, everybody. Much love. Many blessings until July.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.